Cold as Ice by Lee Weeks.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, registered charity number 226227.
Lee Weeks was born in Devon. She left school at 17 and, armed with a notebook and very little cash, spent 7 years working her way around Europe and Southeast Asia. She returned to settle in London, marry and raise 2 children. She's worked as an English teacher and personal fitness trainer. Her books have been Sunday Times bestsellers. She now lives in Devon. To the staff and volunteers of the Devon Rape Crisis Service. Chapter 1. It was the first week in December, and for 3 weeks the temperatures in the UK had plummeted so low that now the Regent's Canal had completely frozen over. The gloomy silence was fractured by the boom and bellow of a massive building works programme going on in King's Cross. Most days the sky played battlefield to giant industrial cranes, but today visibility was limited to just 20 feet. It was just far enough to see across the canal, where it narrowed towards the gates, then dropped 8 feet and widened into a basin. The water hadn't been flowing for 2 weeks, and the canal boats were stuck, moored in ice. A group of 6 lads walked down towards the frozen canal. Mouse, nicknamed a year ago when he was the smallest member of the gang, before he grew into a lanky skulker, dragged his feet, kicking the loose stones as he sloped along the towpath, hands deep in the pockets of his black hoodie.